15. That's minus 10 Celsius. 1201 at WROV.
Depend on WROV.
Information that will absolutely captivate interest and intrigue you on Earth News Radio, coming your way 8:30 and 10:30 nightly with John, only on 1240 WROV. 1209 and Pat Garrett, online log at WROV. Pianist Clifton Matthews of the North Carolina School of the Arts is going to be performing at Holland's Monday the 12th, 8:15 p.m. in Talmadge Hall. The entire world is invited to attend the recital free of charge and enjoy Clifton tickling the ivories. Money talks mine, always says goodbye. It's Neil Sturt Diamond at WROV. 16 and Pat Garrett at WROV played a song that's one of the favorite songs of my Uncle Ronald. Poor Uncle Ronald. They took him away to one of those places where they take the laces out of your shoes. Roanoke Valley Accurate weather, clear skies, diminishing winds this morning, a low at 5, then sunny today with a high 28. Monday, partly clear, a high Monday 33. Under clear skies, it's 14 now at WROV. What's that? Daniel's hijacking the plane to Cuba. Elton John at WROV 1224. I'm Pat Garrett. And yes, my friends, I got some sports for you. In the NBA, New York to Cleveland, 104-99. It was Indiana over Milwaukee, 106-102. Boston took New Jersey, 117-115. Washington beat Dallas, 106-94. Philadelphia over Chicago, 117-102. Houston did it to Portland, 106-105. Kansas City over Utah, 99-92. And at the end of one, Detroit leading, or rather Detroit tied up with Golden State, 26-26. Over in the NHL, Detroit over Calgary, 4-1. The Bruins beat the Islanders 3-2. We had a couple of ties. Philadelphia and Toronto tied up at 4, and Quebec and Montreal tied up at 5. The Blackhawks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3. Hartford beat Winnipeg also 5-3. At the end of 2, L.A. leads the St. Louis Blues 5-3. Also at the end of 2, Washington and Minnesota tied up at 2 apiece. I got a couple of college basketball scores for you, too. UVA beat UNC 63-57. It was William & Mary over Virginia Tech 51-43. Furman took VMI 75-63. Madison over Richmond 92-73. Wake Forest beat Clemson by a bucket 73-71. It was NC State over Georgia Tech 93-68. Kentucky over Tennessee 48-47. And West Virginia took George Washington 81-71. And over the Eastern Hockey League, I went to this game and I just loved it to death. The Salem Raiders beat the Baltimore Clippers 6-3. And that's it, sports from WROV. Station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. Shame we're not on TV. You can see my aluminum walker. Your office budge can go to lunch with Rob O'Brady at GD Graffiti. All you gotta do is sign up any morning. He's here on WROV. WROV plays a new one from Donnie McLean. He's crying.
That was all right.
WROV. It's 18 to 1. I'm Pat Garrett. I got your weather from Mr. Al this morning. Clear with diminishing winds and a low at 5. than sunny today with a high 28. Monday, partly clear, high 33. At this very moment, it's clear at 14 at WROV with Cat Stevens. Oops, I think we just broke the morning. Quarter to one, WROV and Pat Garrett. A little later on this morning, we're going to try to figure out what you send to a sick florist. WROV and Barbara Mandrell of Loving You Is Wrong. Let's be really mean and do it two times tonight. 8 to 1 at 1240 WROV, Pat Garrett. I got some Jackson Brown Doobie Brothers at heart coming up.
For WROV, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer.
The skies are clear. The temperature is falling. It's 13 at WROV.
Depend on WROV.
Our news department people will pay you $5 if you come up with the best news tip of the week. So if you see some news going on, give us a call, 345-NEWS. It reminds me, I saw John Liebrick and Rick Mosier at Baskin-Robbins the other day. I said, what are you doing here? And they said, oh, we come here for a couple of scoops now and then. How about some good old mellow, kissy, kissy love music? Here's Anna Nancy Wilson, Heart on WROV. There I work. 114 at WROV and Pat Garrett, the Salem Department of Parks and Rec is offering winter classes in ballroom dancing, aerobics, and karate. Hi, I'm Sean. If you'd like more info on any of those classes, I have got it for you at 982-1240. Got a wife and kids and fun. At 1240 WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. I got your weather for you. Clear and diminishing winds this morning. Look for a low at 5. Then sunny today, high 28. Partly clear on Monday with a high at 33. It's clear right now and 13 at WROV. On WROV 120, I'm Pat Garrett, and I got a couple of sports updates for you. At the end of three, Denver leads Seattle 89-83 in the NBA. And also at the end of three, Golden State's out in front of Detroit 81-74. Two NHL games just over. LA Kings and St. Louis Blues tied it up at 6. Minnesota North Stars bumped off the Washington Capitals 3-2. A couple of college just in. Oregon State over California 80-53. And Southern Miss took Biscayne 81-69. I'm going for a silver helmet Super Bowl today and Pat's playoff pigskin picks. Details coming up on WROV.
Date to make before I do.
WROV.
This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. 24 to 2 WROV and Patrick W. Garrett. Wonderful truly is my middle name. And basketball, ODU over DePaul, 63-62. Roanoke Valley Weekend Weather Mation. Clear skies, diminishing winds this morning, low at 5. Then sunny today with a high 28. And Monday, partly clear, high 33. No chance of anything. And right now, clear and 13 at WROV. Jason DeBron's on Broadway. That's Jordy Benson at WROV. It's 60-2. I'm Pat Garrett. If you're going out, bundle up. It is cold outside. And do not you forget Murphy's Law of Cold Weather, which states if you take off your right glove in very cold weather, the key will always be in your left pocket.
Your wedding. Something you've dreamed about. Tanglewood and Towers Mall.
WROV plays Mr. Clapton. 10 to 2 at 1240 WROV. I'm Pat Garrett. I got some America and some Ace and some Air Supply and Roberta Flack coming up just for you in a couple of seconds.
Alan Archer.
Doesn't Alan sound romantic when he reads the weather with Neil Diamond in the background? Partly clear and 13. It's 2 o'clock.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
Get all the latest ski conditions for the area slopes Wednesday through Saturday mornings, 5:48 and 6:48, and 5:48 in the afternoon. Ski information from your friends at WROV. You're every woman in the world to me. That's Air Supply, WROV 207. I'm Pat Garrett. The Roanoke Neighborhood Alliance can send an energy conservation program team to your very home to show you some tips on how you can save some money on your heating bill. And if you'd like to hear more on that, I got it, 982-1240.
Alone, this will be the day that I die.
That's the ride! 215 at 1240 WROV. It's really cold outside. Just got a call from the people out at the airport. They said O.J. Simpson is there and he's icing over. We'll have a look at the weather with Alan coming up on WROV. Roanoke Valley weather clear and diminishing winds this morning. Low at 5, then sunny today, high 28. Monday, look for partly clear skies, a high at 33. It's clear and 13 now at WROV. Johnny and Yoko at Woman at WROV 222. I'm Pat Garrett and I have got some scores for you. First off, all the pro scores, and all of them are finals, too. New York over Cleveland in the NBA, 104-99. Indiana took Milwaukee, 106-102. Twas Boston over New Jersey, 117-115. Washington took Dallas, 106-94. Philadelphia over Chicago, 117-102. Houston took Portland, 106-105. Utah lost to Kansas City, 99-92. It was 105-103 Golden State over Detroit. And Seattle took Denver, 119-116. And over in the NHL, Detroit's Red Wings beat Calgary's Flames 4-1. It was Boston Bruins over the New York Islanders 3-2. Had a couple of ties. The Flyers and the Maple Leafs tied at 4. Quebec and Montreal tied at 5. And the LA Kings and St. Louis Blues tied their game at 6. The Blackhawks beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3. Hartford beat Winnipeg 5-3. And Minnesota down to Washington 3-2. And taking a look at some college ball from the state yesterday, George Mason over Catholic U 86-64. JMU over Richmond 92-73. It was Virginia over North Carolina 63-57. ODU took DePaul 63-62. Alabama, Birmingham over VCU 67-65. Furman over VMI 75-63. William and Mary over Tech, 51-43. It was Eastern Mennonite over Emory and Henry, 99-91. Roanoke over Pratt, 111-65. Mary Washington beat Hampton Sydney, 82-79. It was Bridgewater over Chris Newport, 74-70. Lynchburg over Transylvania, 86-74. St. Paul's over Maryland Eastern Shore. I bet if you go there and graduate, they can't fit the whole name of that school on the top of your diploma. It was 198 in overtime. St. Augustine's over Hampton Institute, 71-66. Radford over Concord, 67-66. Isn't sports exciting? Bowie State over Liberty Baptist, 50-49. Virginia I go to Virginia Western. We don't have a basketball team. Virginia Wesleyan over Averett, 102-70. And at the W&L Invitational, it was Washington and Lee over Davis and Elkins, 68-50. St. Andrews over Methodist, 109-76. In the consolation game in the Eastern Hockey League, Raiders took the Baltimore Clippers 6-3, and that's it, sports on WROV.
The date to make.
It's 4005 Roanoke, 24015. It's time somebody loved you, and we do, at 1240 WROV.
Thank you, Rob. Was driving down the road with him the other day, and we passed a billboard that said, "Drink Canada Dry." And Rob said, "Gee, I haven't even finished with the state of Virginia yet." This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. Action Jackson at WROV. 20-3, I'm Pat Garrett. I got your weather for you. Clear skies and diminishing winds this morning, then sunny today. Look for a high near 28, and Monday partly clear with a high at 33. Clear skies and 13 at WROV. WROV. And Ringo Starr for the Ringo LP. You're 16, you're beautiful. And I'm Roman Polanski. A little bit of gold from old Gord at WROV. I'm Pat Garrett. I got the Eagles coming up.
Your wedding. Something.
7-3 WROV and Pat Garrett at 982-1240 with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Clear skies in 13. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
At WROV, details on how you can win with our 9 to 5er contest coming up. 308 at WROV and Pat Garrett at 982-1240. A Vinton woman is asking for help in trying to get some of her mother's clothes back. The clothes were in suitcases stolen last night from a car parked in front of the Christian church in Vinton. The woman who owns the suitcases is 72 years old and she needs her clothes back. If you have some information on where her clothes may be, I'm at 982-1240. If you don't know that, and you have a barrel you'd like to donate, you can give me a call for that, too. 312 at WROV, and I'm Pat Garrett. Remember, my friends, you've got to learn to walk before you can learn to run, unless that's her husband pulling in the driveway. Cliffy Richard, WROV, and Pat Garrett, I got your weather for you. Clear skies, diminishing winds this morning with a low bottoming out about 5. It's sunny today with a high 28. Monday, partly clear, high 33. No chance of any measurable precipitation throughout the period. And right now, it's clear in 13 at WROV with some new sticks.
Tonight's
320 WROV and Pat Garrett with sports scores if you need them. 982-1240.
No, I...
326 at 1240 WROV and Pat Garrett cooking with Sam and Dave. Yeah! This is the radio station you've grown up with and we've grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. 27-4 WROV and Pat Garrett. Old clothing, small appliances, even clean rags are a value to Goodwill Industries. And if you have any of these items and you don't need them, put them in a Goodwill Industries collection box. Help the handicapped people help themselves. Thank you. George and John on WROV. First George and then John. I'm Pat Garrett. I got your weather for you from Alan, the meteorologist. Archer himself, clear and diminishing winds for the rest of this morning. Look for a low at 5. Then sunny today with a high 28. Monday, partly clear, a little warmer at a high 33. No chance of any precipitation throughout the period right now. Clear skies in 13 WROV with back-to-back James Taylor. Sweet baby James from the Flag LP. WROV 12 to 4. I'm Pat Garrett. And I got my edition of the Sunday paper here. I thought I'd review the Sunday funnies for you. Here's what you could expect to see today in the Sunday funnies. Today in Judge Parker, the judge orders an inflatable court stenographer. Mark Trail studies Indian lore in a teepee of ill repute. In Blondie today, Dagwood makes his wildest sandwich ever, and Daisy is reported missing, and Dennis the Menace waters Mr. Wilson's garden today after drinking 3 gallons of Kool-Aid. Sylvan Cross, the Babas and the Papas, and Neil Diamond, all coming up just for you on WROV. Good morning. It's 4 to 4, and I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV 24-hour news. Deputy Secretary of State Warren Christopher will spend at least one more day at Algiers working with intermediaries and negotiating an end to the hostage crisis in Iran. Christopher and the Algerian envoys are trying to answer a series of questions from Iran about the latest U.S. proposal for freeing the hostages. Meanwhile, the Carter administration hasn't commented on a report from Tehran that said Iranian officials will, in all likelihood, accept an Algerian draft proposal for releasing the hostages. It also said a formal Iranian response would most likely be announced within the week.
One U.S. source says there probably won't be any official comment on the story. Six people are still missing and feared dead from Friday's rest home fire in Keensburg, New Jersey. Authorities will resume their search today in the burned-out remains of the Beachview Rest Home in the central New Jersey town. So far, 24 bodies have been recovered. A threat of a transit shutdown looms in New Orleans as union and transit company negotiators meet today for last-minute talks. The issue, as usual, is wage hikes and fringe benefits. Yesterday, a federal mediator said that the chances of avoiding a strike Monday morning are not good. Some 270,000 people use the New Orleans public transportation system daily. State colleges in Missouri are reportedly violating federal civil rights laws by keeping traces of segregation, and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says today that the U.S. Department of Education has found 11 of the state's 28 colleges have no black professors or administrators. Last week, the department accused other states of violating the 1964 Civil Rights Act because they haven't tried to dismantle segregated university systems. Violations could lead to a cutoff of federal aid. People in San Luis Obispo County in Southern California were shaken last night by a mild earthquake. Authorities say the tremor measured about 3.5 on the Richter scale. There were no reports of any damage. In Northern California, some 80 mild earthquakes have been rattling the sleeping Mount Shasta volcano. This has prompted scientists to keep a close eye on that volcano, which is on the same chain as Mount St. Helens. The quakes, the strongest measuring 4 on the Richter scale, started last Wednesday and continued for 3 days. One scientist says he doesn't see any connection between the quakes and possible volcanic activity. It's been thousands of years since Mount Shasta erupted. Actor Richard Boone has died of cancer of the throat. The 63-year-old actor, known for his television role as Paladin in the series Have Gun, Will Travel, died Saturday in St. Augustine, Florida. A look at the Valley's accurate weather information with Alan Archer is next.
This is John Arbogast, Extension.
Clear skies in 13. It's 4 o'clock at WROV.
Depend on.
Information that may interest you and turn you on. Coming up nightly on Earth News Radio in the middle of John's show. It's at 8:30 and 10:30 nightly on WROV. 409 WROV and Pat Garrett with Olivia Newton-John. And now, sport fans, stuff the cotton in your ears, my dears. It's time for Pat's Pigskin Playoff Picks. And so far in the playoffs, I've got a perfect record going except for blowing the Oakland-Cleveland game last week. But for today, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, I'm going to put it all out on a limb today and go against both, or go for both of the teams that are the underdogs. I'm going for a silver helmet Super Bowl, and by that, I'm going to be picking the Cowboys over the Eagles today. And I like the Oakland Raiders over the San Diego Chargers today. And I think it's going to be funny in the Super Bowl if Oakland wins and then Pete Rozelle has to give the trophy to Al Davis. We'll check and see how I did and pick the Super Bowl next week on Garrett's Gridiron Guesses revised for the playoffs to Pat's Pigskin Picks. Another one of these features that would not be claimed at all by the people here at 1240 WROV. Roanoke Valley weather, sunny skies today with a high at 28, then partly clear Monday at high Monday 33. It's clear and 13 now at WROV. 422 WROV and Pat Garrett playing Eric Carmen. WROV's wonderful news people will pay you $5 if you come up with the best news tip of the week. So if you see some news going on, let us know about it, please, at 345-NEWS. This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you too. 1240 WROV. Hey, 19, Steely Dan from Gaucho at WROV, and Pat Garrett with your weather. Sunny today with a high 28, then tonight clear with a low around 10 degrees. Monday a little bit warmer, partly clear Monday with a high 33, and right now it's clear and 13 at WROV. Don't fall in love with a dreamer, fall in love with somebody that's got lots of money. Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes, and before that we heard Kenny Rogers by himself. Why, I'm just giving you enough Kenny Rogers to satisfy the daily requirements of the state of New Hampshire here on WROV. 8 to 5 at WROV, and that's going to do it for me this week, and I'll see you Friday night after John Jod on WROV. Until then, you have yourselves a good one. Coming up on the All Night Show tomorrow, Cliff on WROV. Till next week, bye-bye, Valley! For your love. Good morning, it's 5 to 5, and I'm Pat Garrett reporting WROV 24-hour news. Deputy Secretary of State Warren Christopher will spend at least one more day at Algiers working with intermediaries in negotiating an end to the hostage crisis in Iran. Christopher and the Algerian envoys are trying to answer a series of questions from Iran about the latest U.S. proposal for freeing the Americans. Meanwhile, the Carter administration hasn't commented on a report from Tehran that said Iranian officials will, in all likelihood, accept an Algerian draft proposal for releasing the hostages. It also said a formal Iranian response would most likely be announced within the week. One U.S. source says there probably won't be any official comment on the story. Six people are still missing and feared dead from Friday's rest home fire in Keensburg, New Jersey. Authorities will resume their search today in the burned-out remains of the Beachview Rest Home in the central New Jersey town. So far, 24 bodies have been recovered. A threat of a transit shutdown looms in New Orleans as union and transit company negotiators meet today for last-minute talks. The issue, as usual, is wage hikes and fringe benefits. Yesterday, a federal mediator said that the chances of avoiding a strike Monday morning are not good. Some 270,000 people use New Orleans' public transportation system daily. More news next.
Everyone has problems.
State colleges in Missouri are reportedly violating federal civil rights laws by keeping traces of segregation. And the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says today that the U.S. Department of Education has found 11 of the state's 28 colleges have no black professors or administrators. Last week, the department accused other states of violating the 1964 Civil Rights Act because they haven't tried to dismantle segregated university systems. The violations could lead to a cutoff of federal aid. People in San Luis Obispo County in Southern California were shaken last night by a mild earthquake. Authorities say the tremor measured about 1.3, or rather about 3.5 on the Richter scale. There were no reports of any damage. In Northern California, some 80 mild earthquakes have been rattling the sleeping Mount Shasta volcano. This has prompted scientists to keep a close eye on that volcano, which is on the same chain as Mount St. Helens. The quakes, the strongest measuring 4 on the Richter scale, started last Wednesday and continued for 3 days. One scientist says he doesn't see any connection between the quakes and possible volcanic activity. He says it's been thousands of years since Mount Shasta erupted. And actor Richard Boone has died of cancer of the throat. The 63-year-old actor, known best for his television role as Paladin in the series Have Gun Will Travel, died yesterday in St. Augustine, Florida. A look at the Valley's most accurate weather with Alan Archer is next. Sure. Clear skies and 13 in the Valley. It's 5 o'clock now at WROV Roanoke. Good morning.
This is how it